KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, the Cam Cougars did not go down without a fight, but they ultimately came up short against St. Albert, 8-5 in eight innings last night in the Class 1A Sub-State 7 final on Tuesday night in Glenwood, a game heard here on KJAN. The Cougars entered the seventh inning trailing 5-2, and the first two batters were set down, and senior Connor McKee then came to the plate. He hit a hard shot to shortstop Cy Patterson, was able to reach on a high throw attempt to first to keep the game alive. Lane Speaker then blasted one over the center field fence to get the Cougars within one and spark some hope. Colby Rich then followed suit as he went yard over the left field fence to tie the game up at five, and that game pushed into extra innings. The Falcons then got a clutch hit of their own as senior Isaac Sherrill delivered a two-out RBI double to put the Falcons back on top. They pushed across one more on an RBI single from Brendan Monahan. The Cougars couldn't answer in the bottom half, though. Seth Hensley earned a walk, but Cy Patterson was brought in to pitch, and he delivered a couple of strikeouts to end the game and send St. Albert on to state. Cam head coach Dan Doherty said he was proud of the fight that his team showed right to the very end.
I told them coming in the bottom of seventh, we had to get some guys on for our big boppers, and they came through, you know, just... wish we would have had another one. Now we battled them the whole way. So that's all we can ask for. I'm proud of them. I mean, they didn't quit.
Coach Doherty thought a couple of opportunities just didn't bounce the Cougars' way.
A couple hits here, there. You know, Connor hit a ball hard. Bases loaded. That finds the gap. It's a different game, you know, and they had some that did find the gaps. Like I told them, that's baseball.
Connor McKee is the lone graduating senior for the Cougars. Coach Doherty said Connor had a great senior year and will be missed. The junior class that returns should have their expectations very high for next season.
Connor had a great year, you know, and I told all these juniors, I said, next year, you know, you're going to be starting five or six seniors like they are. You know, it should be our turn next year. So that's what we should shoot for.
Well, the Falcons return to the state tournament next week in Carroll after they beat the Cougars in the sub-state final for the second year in a row as they improve their record to 32-8. The Cougars end another great season with a mark of 25-7. Also in other Class 1A sub-state finals last night, Tri-Center advances to state. The Trojans, a 5-0 winner over Kingsley Pearson to win the sub-state 8 title. Grundy Center knocks off Coon Rapids Bayard 5-4 in Substate 6. Substate 5 saw New London beat Mount Air 4-2. Also around the state last night, a 1A Substate Finals, Al Burnett beat North Mahaska 12-2. Lisbon over Maquoketa Valley 9-0. Key beat Northwood Kensett 11-0. Remsen St. Mary's 11-0 over Newell Fonda. In 2A Substate Finals last night, Clarinda advances to state. The Cardinals an 8-3 winner over Panorama in Substate 8. Also, it was Centerville over Pleasantville 12-1. Davis County beat Mid Prairie 7-4. Comanche over Beckman Catholic 12-11. Centerville beat Pleasantville 12-1. Denver over Jessup 3-2. Van Meter topping Alta Aurelia 11-0. And Unity Christian beat Esterville Lincoln Central 8-2. Well, the girls' state softball tournament continued yesterday. Here's a look at action in Tuesday in Fort Dodge. In Class 1A consolation, Sigourney defeated North Butler 4-0. Clarksville over Remsen St. Mary's 4-0. In 2A consolation play, Pella Christian beat North Union 5-3. Iowa City Regina over Underwood 2-1. Also in Class 3A play in the consolation round, it was Clark over Anamosa by a 4-2 final. In 3A quarterfinals, number 2 seed Mount Vernon beat Esterville Lincoln Central 7-0. Williamsburg knocking off West Liberty 10-0. In Class 4A quarterfinal play, top seed Winterset, a 7-4 winner over Oskaloosa. Boone beat Carlisle 5-0. Western Dubuque 5-2 over North Polk. ADM a 1-0 winner over Clear Creek Amana. In Class 5A quarterfinals, it was Pleasant Valley over Southeast Polk 11-10. Also last night, Fort Dodge defeated Bettendorf 7-0 as Jalen Adams threw a no-hitter for the Dodgers in that one. Waukee beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy also 9-8 in yesterday's play. State softball tournament play continuing now today. Class 1A will have semifinal round action as Newell Fonda plays Southeast Warren and Wayne will face Lisbon. Those games in the 1 o'clock hour. The 2A semifinals this morning will be Wilton versus Earlham. That's at 11:30. At 1:30, North Lynn will play Central Springs. That should be 11:30 this morning will be that other game. Also in Class 3A today, it'll be Davenport Assumption facing Atlantic. That's a 3 o'clock start time this afternoon. Assumption, the top seed, comes in 38-3 on the season, while Atlantic carries a 34-5 mark and the number 4 seeding in the tournament. Atlantic coming off that emotional comeback victory where 5 times they found themselves behind in that ball game and had to come back, including that 4-run 11th inning rally to pick up the win in the first round over Anamosa as they get ready for today's game, working off of that high. 2 o'clock this afternoon, we're on the air with the pregame, and 3 o'clock will be the first pitch. Chris Parks will bring you all the action from Kruger Seeds Field at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge today. Now, the other matchup will be Mount Vernon facing Williamsburg. That's a 5 o'clock matchup coming up yet today in the Class 3A semifinals. Consolation in 3A also includes Estherville-Lincoln Central playing West Liberty. In Class 4A, the semifinals include Winterset versus Boone and Western Dubuque playing ADM. Consolation action in 4A has Oskaloosa facing Carlisle and North Polk against Clear Creek Amana. 5A semifinals today have Pleasant Valley facing Ankeny Centennial and Fort Dodge playing Waukee. The consolations will be Southeast Polk versus Iowa City High and Bettendorf facing Cedar Rapids Kennedy this evening. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs scored 6 times in the 9th inning in an improbable rally, and they knocked off the St. Louis Cardinals last night 7-6. The Cards built what looked like a comfortable lead before Alex Reyes couldn't find the plates in the top of the 9th inning, walking several batters, and a couple of key hits allowed the Cubs to score 6 runs and rally back for that win last night over the Cards. Also, Jorge Soler and Ryan O'Hearn both belted home runs, and the Royals beat the Brewers by a 5-2 final. Also in the majors, it was the A's over the Angels 6-0. Yankees beat the Phillies 6-4. Nationals over the Marlins 6-3. Reds beat the Mets 4-3. The Rays over the Orioles 9-3. Tigers topped the Rangers 4-1. Braves 2-1 over the Padres. Astros beat the Indians 9-3. The Mariners over the Rockies 6-4. Diamondbacks beat the Pirates 11-6. Dodgers down the Giants 8-6. And the Red Sox at the Blue Jays was postponed until August 7th. And Giannis Antetokounmpo ended one of the greatest NBA finals ever with 50 points and a championship that Milwaukee waited 50 years to win again. And Antetokounmpo had 50 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 block shots as the Bucks beat the Phoenix Suns 105-98 last night, and they win that series 4-2. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.